Talking today with John Fenderson, Westbred Technical Product Manager for Monsanto. John joins us now. John, how are you doing today?
I'm doing quite well. I've been on the road, seen a lot of country, seen some wet country, seen some dry country, seen some big wheat, and seen a lot of wet fields that aren't planted yet.
Yeah, where are you at today?
I started out in Vernon, Texas, went over towards Quanah, Texas, and back to Wichita Falls, and up through Frederick, Hobart, Cordell area. Then I'm just about back to the Stillwater exit on I-35.
All right, so you're covering quite a bit of ground today. Sounds like a busy day, but now you cover the southern region, and I'll guess that you've probably been working with farmers recently who have either started or are getting ready to, at least, to plant some winter wheat. Is that right?
Yeah, I have. I've been working with our seed producers and some with some growers who are doing some testing with Westbred varieties. That's where I've been this week throughout Central and the rolling plains of Texas, and now in some of Oklahoma. Most of the farmers that are going to plant for grain have held off and have not planted any wheat yet to speak of. Grazing wheat's already in, of course.
Now, being a product manager and working with the folks that you do, you're pretty familiar with how things work, and I understand that you've got some tips for producers that can potentially help them maximize their yields and profits. What are some of those things?
Well, it ties with the growers. Certainly commodity prices have got a lot of them really thinking hard about what they're going to do this fall as far as their wheat production and how they ought to approach it. And I guess I've always been of the thinking that you need to grow a crop for success. We don't want to grow a crop or put a crop in the ground and expect a failure. And the only way that we can make money is if we raise a good crop. And some of the things that I think that are very important for growers in the environment that we're in today, first and foremost, get out and pull a good soil sample in your fields. Know what you've got for fertility. Fertility is your biggest variable cost. And understand what you need to put on that particular field in order to be successful. And it's not a year to build fertility in your soils. It's a year to put enough fertility in to raise a decent crop and get by. Mm-hmm. The second thing is we used to plant a lot of wheat early in Oklahoma. Everyone used to graze wheat. Not as much grazing going on now. But if we delay our wheat planting until soil temperatures cool down, we tend to get away from some of the stresses that we see early in the season with earlier planted wheat. We tend to get more uniform stands when we get cooler temperatures and our emergence is more uniform. We get away from some of the Hessian fly problems that tend to plague us in this area. So I really encourage people, especially south of Interstate 40, to wait until at least the 15th of October to plant. I told the guy today, if I could plant all my wheat on 25th of October and south of Interstate 40 in Oklahoma, then I would plant it all on that day for grain production. Another thing that we have tried to focus on is to get growers to think about the seed that they're putting in the ground. Make sure that they're putting good quality seed in the ground, putting the right quantity of seed in the ground. Seed size varies tremendously between varieties and from one year to the next. This year, we've tended to have quite a bit larger seed than what we have in some years, and I would strongly encourage you guys to really take a hard look at their seed tags to make sure that they understand what their seed counts are and to understand what their seeding rate needs to be. For most varieties in central Oklahoma, we need to be getting about 1 million seeds per acre in the ground. So at 15,000 seeds per acre, we're looking at somewhere around 65, 70 pounds. At 10,000 seeds per pound, which some seed may be that large this year, we're looking at 100 pounds. So it can vary considerably, and we want to make sure that we're not overseeding, and we want to make sure that we're not underseeding in order to get the right amount out there to maximize our wheat crop opportunity.
sounds like we still have some time out there to get some wheat planted. You know, there's a lot of producers out there that are still kind of on the fence. They've got a little bit more time to decide on what they want to do. And I think part of that, as you probably would agree, would think that wheat prices being low right now, and they're expected to continue to be low for some time here in the future. Where you stand, do you foresee an opportunity for profit making in the wheat business for the next crop or so?
Well, I think that if anybody says they know what's going to happen, they're not being totally truthful. It simply takes an issue in some of the major world production areas, which, believe it or not, the United States is not a major wheat production area anymore. We're a good quality wheat production country, but we don't have the acres and the actual wheat volume that a lot of places do. So when places like Russia or China or India or Pakistan or Australia, for instance, have some cropping issues, we can see the price of wheat move quite rapidly. One thing is true, we had a tremendous crop this past year across the plains, and our wheat, though, was relatively good quality, and most of it was number one hard red wheat with excellent test weights. Our proteins were low, and because we are a fairly high-quality export market, we have some standards that the world looks at when it comes to protein. Our proteins have been relatively low, and I think if we've got good, high-quality protein wheat next year, there might be some opportunities for people to capitalize on that quality. May not be something that everybody can take advantage of, but I certainly think that we could be seeing a wheat price 75 cents to a dollar higher than what we see today.
So tell me, what does Westbred offer producers?
Well, Westbred is the brand for our Monsanto wheat program. Monsanto's been in the wheat business now for the last 7 years with the Westbred brand. We are actively breeding new genetics for most classes of wheat that are grown across the United States. Here in the Plain States, we have seed producers across Kansas, Texas, Oklahoma, and we have some outstanding varieties, some varieties that we have grown in this area that have been very successful have been WB Cedar, WB 4458, Grainfield, Winterhawk. Those are just a few of the ones that we currently sell, or some of the more popular ones. We're very actively involved in wheat breeding and see a bright future in wheat as we look forward to the future. And there's going to continue to be a demand for wheat. We've had some really high production years here recently that have driven this price down, but we know production will probably come back down and the demand for wheat just continues to go up. And we think there's a good opportunity there for the Westbred brand as well as for wheat producers across the Southern Plains.
Great. So what do producers need to do to get more information about Westbred? Anybody specific to talk to? Or?
Well, my suggestion is that they can either get in touch with myself or my coworker, Lance Embry, is the commercial manager for this area. And they can get that information by going to westbred.com, and they can click onto the Southern Plains region there, and it will pop up the information for Lance or myself, or it will tell them who their closest Westbred seed grower is to them, and they can contact their local seed grower if they so desire. But there's a lot of good information there on that website, plus the contact information for Lance and myself.
Well, thank you, John. I really appreciate your time. I know you've been busy and on the road today, so we really appreciate that. Once again, that's John Fenderson, Westbred Technical Product Manager for Monsanto. For the Radio Oklahoma Network, I'm Carson Horn reporting.